Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sheriff Randy Wright from Shawnee County. We're here to do a information to the public. I'll now turn it over to Chief Ed Whalen from Shawnee City Police Department to read what statement we're going to give.
On October 30th of this year, a Canadian citizen contacted the Shawnee Police Department with allegations that concerned possible implied threats that involve residents, elected officials, along with media members of the Shawnee area. This individual, a former business associate of CIST, indicated through several conversations with CIST members that they had a list of individuals who they feel were causing them problems in the community. This individual provided names to the Shawnee Police Department and indicated these CIST members wanted, quote unquote, these people taken care of, and a list of names they were going to send to him. Through further discussion with the CIST members, it was implied that they were seeking to have harm done to certain individuals in the Shawnee community. At this time, a decision was made based on these allegations to contact the FBI, who initiated an investigation. Subsequent contact with the Canadian person set forth that on Monday, November 3rd, he received a list of 60 names from a CIST member and forwarded the list to the Shawnee Police Department and the FBI. This list contained names of individuals who CIST considered were causing them problems in the community. At the request of the FBI, Canadian law enforcement interviewed this individual, who provided details and documentation about these allegations. Because this case is being conducted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, federal law requires victims and potential victims to receive proper notification that they are potential victims of a federal crime. That notification occurred a week ago, last Wednesday. Due to the nature and the large number of potential victims, a notification was arranged with them. At that point of the investigation, it was unknown to law enforcement what exactly the implied threats were. At that time, it was believed that three individuals were the primary potential victims, and the remaining persons, although considered potential victims, were considered persons who had caused CIST problems. Details of the investigation could not be released at that time for fear of compromising the case. As this investigation into these allegations continued, a person of interest was developed, and information corroborated the belief that the three persons who had been previously identified were the potential victims of an implied physical threat. The remaining persons on this list at this time have been identified as persons who CIST believes has caused them problems in the past and have not been identified as any person in danger of physical harm. Nonetheless, we ask these persons to continue to remain alert and to report any suspicious activity to law enforcement. The persons of interest have been identified as a member of CIST. The Shawnee Police Department, along with the Shawnee Sheriff's Department, have taken appropriate measures to ensure that these individuals identified on this list have been notified and appropriate actions have been taken to ensure their security. The Shawnee Police Department, along with the Shawnee Sheriff's Department, is aware of who this person of interest is and is working with the FBI and have taken appropriate action to ensure the safety of people in our community until this investigation, which is being conducted by the FBI, along with the United States Attorney General's Office, is concluded. I also want to address a letter or a document that has been circulated in our community from a press conference that was held last night. And all I'm going to tell you or say about this in a few words, if any normal person would read this document and think for 2 seconds that there are any basis to this document. When I first read this document, I thought I was reading a script from the X-Files. This is absolutely ludicrous. It is totally false and is baseless. I mean, it's beyond description. If I had a puppy at home, I'd use it for papers to train the puppy. Any other questions?
Chief, typically, how are these individuals on the list, how are they supposed to be taken care of?
At that time, at this time, based on this ongoing investigation, I can't release that it is an investigation being conducted by the FBI.
Chief, can you talk about the arrest this morning of Naomi Isaacson and
sure.
how that pertains to this whole situation?
The arrest this morning of Naomi Isaacson, I want to make it perfectly clear. I've heard information that an attorney that does work for the group had made comments that the city of Shawnee Police Department arrested her. First of all, Naomi Isaacson was arrested today by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and not the Shawnee Police Department, period. Agents were here in the municipal courtroom and took Naomi Isaacson into custody on a bench warrant issued by a federal court, and that bench warrant has nothing to do with this case, and that's all I can comment on at this time.
Chief, do you know where this person of interest is? Are they in the community now?
They are in the area, and the Shawnee County Sheriff's Department, if Sheriff Wright would like to expound on it, along with the Shawnee Police Department, have put into place measures to ensure that this person of interest and members of our community are safe, and what's going on with this person of interest. That's all I can comment on it.
Do we know more about the person of interest, like how high up in this group are they? Are they a high level?
I'll make no other further comments about that person of interest. Next question.
One person of interest?
Stop. Next question, Mike.
Is there only one person of interest at this time?
As I said, Mike, this investigation is continuing. At this point, we have a person of interest. So I'll comment on that. Yes.
But if you talked about three people being the focus of that list and the other is not in immediate threat of physical harm, can you tell us which three of those people are? I know there's some fairly high-ranking people in the Shawnee community. Can you expound on that?
No, I can't. I'm sorry, Andy. Yes. Yes.
Is Naomi Isaacson a person of interest?
Naomi Isaacson?
Yeah, a person of interest.
I think I've repeated earlier that incident to Naomi Isaacson taken into custody by the FBI agents has nothing to do with this case. That's it.
Chief, can you clarify what is CIS? What is this group?
I think there's enough information out there, Lou, that you can get that from the website. I'm not going to get into a history of the group or anything like that right now.
The one thing the chief and I want to make the citizens of the area well known is that we do have the person who is a person of interest. We have notified our personnel and they are aware of it, and the measures have been taken to ensure the safety of the community. That's what we want to relate to everybody at this time. As I said the other day, depending upon how things go, we're going to ratchet things up or ratchet things down as far as how we proceed with this. As you know, it's an ongoing investigation. The FBI is involved with that, and that limits us to what we really can tell the public.
So, Sheriff, are you saying then that this person is being monitored on a daily basis or hourly basis or whatever?
All we can tell you, Doug, is because you're starting to wander into operational procedures that we're working and doing, and we're not going to discuss that.
Sheriff, Chief, is that person in custody?
Stop. Hold it. One at a time.
Is the person of interest in custody?
Not at this time.
Can you at least tell Sheriff if you know exactly who this person of interest is, or would they consider it a front or hiding?
At this time, I don't consider it a person as being on the run.
Chief, what can you tell us about the person who was in the group? How long were they in the group before that they?
Again, guys, I'm not going to get into the history of the group, details like that. At this point in time. I'll entertain questions about what we just talked about, but I'm not going to get into the history of this person of interest other than there is a person of interest.
No, I mean you, the informant who
told
them.
What about him?
Do you know any background about that informant?
I can tell you he's a Canadian citizen. He's been interviewed by Canadian law enforcement extensively. He's provided documentation along with extensive interviews and documentation that support what he initially told us when he called us. And this person is a credible person in Canada.
Chief, why? What is the belief behind the threat list? And why do you believe that this person of interest involved with CIS created the list? What ties all the people together?
I think I can discuss and talk about this person of interest as a Canadian businessman. He was approached by this group, and along with another company from Canada that does financing. I'm not going to go into the case itself because from what I know about that case, it was a recent case in federal court in Green Bay involving MMG Financial. That's all I can talk about and have knowledge about the MMG Financial. Tim?
Is this list coming from a specific person, you believe, or from acting on his own, or is it coming from the group? Are you suggesting the group as a whole is responsible for this?
At that time, right now, Tim, the investigation is ongoing, but we believe a person of interest has been identified as being responsible for a major portion of the generation of that list, and I'll leave it at that.
Can you go at all into the top three people that you discussed earlier?
No, I can't. Next question.
It was clear, though, looking at that list, that there were three people that were focused in for physical danger.
No, that's not true. Next question.
Do you believe Abraham Cohen is in the Shawano area or has been recently?
I have no idea. Next question.
Is Cal Grunwald?
I believe he was here today in municipal court.
Chief, what exactly were these troubles these people on the list were giving to the two CIS?
I can't answer that question. Any other questions?
Let me, one more time, real quickly. What is the belief why there was a list? Why were these people being targeted? Are these
Lou,
people that had...
If I had a crystal ball and we knew that, you know, I can't answer that question for you. I'm sorry.
Chief, again, at this time, do you know why this person in Canada was contacted and not just a person in the area?
Because this person in Canada is a business person and worked with a company in Canada called MMG Financial.
Are the three main targets all city officials or work for the city?
I can't comment on that. Sorry.
Clarify this list thing. Are we talking about one sheet of paper with 60 names on it? I mean, what exactly how was this list comprised?
It was written in sand someplace and some, you know.
But I
mean, no,
is there a physical?
I'll let your mind wander. What?
Is there a physical list with 60 names?
Yes.
Do you know how long this Canadian businessman was involved in this before they came to you?
Pardon me?
Do you know how long they were working or discussing with this before they came to you?
I do, but I can't discuss that. One other thing. As of today, the Shawano Police Department, the Shawano Sheriff's Department will not be available for any further press conferences. If there's anything further that will be issued, it'll come from either the FBI or it'll be a joint statement between the FBI, the Shawano Police Department, and the Shawano County Sheriff's Department.
Chief and Sheriff,
have a good day. Thank you.
How is the community supposed to react now to this group? Now there's this list. I mean, the community is scared. How are they supposed to react?
I think if you write the story that we just told you about here and stick to the facts instead of referring to anything else, especially after this piece of garbage, I think the community is going to be just fine. I want the community to know that we want to move ahead, that law enforcement and the FBI are working hard to come to a conclusion in this case. And I know there's a lot of hysteria in the community, a lot of people, there's a lot of rumors flying around. And I think the only way is to bring out some of these facts. And I would ask that you, the members of this media that are both here, to get those facts out to these people, and that we're trying to reiterate to everybody that, you know, this isn't, I know there's been a lot of activity today in this community by members of this group handing out this stuff, you know, so that's all I can comment on.
Are you guys going to be treating the group any differently now?
You know, they're citizens, they're afforded every right, and as anybody else, and they're not going to be treated any differently. I don't know what you're implying by that, but absolutely not. I mean, we're not, I mean, that's not what law enforcement does.
Are they doing
anything?
Thank you. Do you have copies of that statement?
No, we're not releasing it.
That statement that you made?
No.